Oh, it's just a madhouse here. It's getting so popular a place that we just don't know what to do. We only have 7 parking places, and on an average of Saturday, we have about 50 cars come in, and on Sunday, we have about 60. 7 places to park them.
93-year-old Kintla Lake Park Ranger Lyle Ruderboris greets nearly all of those vehicles as they pull into the remote campground.
Now, when I came here, you won't believe this. When I came here, that hill there was just as bare as this street. This turn here, they cut around that tree. My wife and I planted all those trees in there. And then we planted the trees between those sites. Now, I put the walks to the river because people put their tents there and nobody get through, see? And there was no logs on these campsites at all. I called all of those logs in and put them there myself.
Ruderboris points to a hillside featuring large trees keeping the campground shaded and an island of young trees in the center of the road that circles through the campground. Small diameter logs mark out pathways, campsites, and leveled tent pads. The Kintla campground has 12 campsites plus one for the host. People access Kintla through the campground 15 miles up a slow, rocky dirt road from Polebridge and near the Canadian border. Ruderboris says the deepest part of the glacier-carved lake dips down more than 400 feet, and he says its water clarity sets the standard. He says Kintla is the jumping-off point for a lot of hikers.
You can go any place in the park from the head of Kintla Lake. I mean, this head of the Boulder Pass Trail. You see, that was originally an early man trail, even before the Indians just came down through here. This is an ancient campground here.
Ruderboris says he, his wife Marge, and their 6 kids started coming to Glacier National Park in 1962. In the mid-1980s, they became campground hosts at the Avalanche Campground. He became a ranger, and Marge took care of the campground host duties at Kintla Lake starting in the early 1990s. The two took care of the area as a team until her death 8 years ago. Beyond taking care of the area and patrolling, the two also hiked avidly.
Well, my wife and I hiked all of them. The only place that I haven't hiked in the whole park is in Nyack Valley. And that's over there south, way down. And it's pretty rough. And you had to ford the Flathead River to get into it. So we just stayed away from it.
Ruderboris' wedding ring is well worn in on his left third finger. On his pinky, he wears a smaller, thinner gold band.
It'll start coming out of here before you get water.
Ruderboris helps a couple work the hand pump to procure drinking water. He says ranger duties have changed over the past 20-plus years. Now, the park hires backcountry rangers to do the things he used to do, particularly patrolling.
My number one is the public. Number two is taking care of the resources. And number three is I have to keep things in shape around the place.
Today, Ruderboris says his responsibilities include answering questions, keeping up the campground, and making sure people are keeping their campsites clear of bear attractants.
Now, my 22 years here, I've never had a bear food encounter. Not once. You knock on wood because that may happen tonight. See what I mean?
Another duty is chopping and stacking firewood at the Kintla Ranger Station. Ruderboris will celebrate his 94th birthday in February.
It seems to me that I've lived a pretty straight life. I've never drank. I've never smoked. And my attitude is, when I'm talking to you, I feel the same age as you are. I never feel older. No older than anybody, even my great-grandchildren.
Or his great-great-grandchildren. Ruderboris says he has 10 grandchildren, 20 great-grandchildren, and 7 great-great-grandchildren. He walks with a bit of a limp now. He says he's considering knee replacement surgery.
Everybody's talking to me. Get a new joint in there, then you'll be good for another 10 years. Well,
so if you get that knee fixed, then you'll
I'm
be back?
I'm coming back next year. I'll be here. Mm-hmm.
By this weekend, Ruderboris will have his 1984 Westfalia van packed up, pulling his 1973 VW Bug back to his home in Colorado. But this is unlikely to be his last trip home from Glacier National Park. Katrin Fryett reporting from the Flathead.
Take care.
We'll see you.